There he is.
I heard one person say, "Ah, there he is." And I'm laughing. Good morning and welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Hans Rogers, live back in Corbett, Oregon, no longer in the country of Mexico or in transit. Oh my goodness. Jeannie Zeedon last Saturday and the Saturday before that, we had Sherry Danzig guest hosting, and both of these ladies did an ultra fantastic job, and I am so grateful to them. And both days I was actually in transit and did not have any phone connection and was not able to pull over or, you know, establish that because of the nature of the trip that I was on. And today my objective, my goal I should say, is to share, kind of highlight that trip, but more importantly, segue right into what is current, what is literally at this very moment in time in our Nikan journey, in the five pillars of health, in what we have to offer, the product offering, and open it up for clarification, comments, questions, because the people that I've connected with this week since we arrived home last Sunday, late, very, very late, much later. There's nothing worse than driving 14 hours in one day only and having no traffic issues whatsoever. I mean, we're talking excellent gas mileage, several points in a convoy of truckers, so you've got you're drafting, as they say in the NASCAR industry, and there's nothing worse than getting so close to the final destination on a Sunday evening and hitting traffic for no reason. It's so frustrating. I mean, ultimately frustrating. And sitting in traffic at literally 8 o'clock p.m. on a Sunday night, and you get to the end of the traffic section, you know, bumper to bumper gridlock, and there's nothing. You're looking for an accident. You're looking for a stalled vehicle. You're looking for something, and there's no merging. But getting home late Sunday night and then Monday, Tuesday, all this week, making contact with people, as Dave Johnson and Ben Woodward put in the Core Consultant newsletter, talking about the month of March. Well, was it just based on the fact that we had this great price on a waterfall that was on sale, or was there a momentum shift? And I think they summed it up in this paragraph by saying, the moment you view yourself as a business owner, everything will change for you. Imagine waking up each day excited about the future you are building for yourself and your loved ones. That's it. That sums it up. I heard this statement years ago, and I challenge some of you to write it down, to memorize it, to commit it to your life, because I think it would be a game changer. And I had this epiphany a few years ago, and I don't know if there was an exact date. I don't think there was, but my brother and I had the opportunity, and we've continued that, and each day it's kind of a learning opportunity, to resurrect a company, a business that our grandfather incorporated September 9th, 1960. Called Columbia Sheet Metal. So that goes back a few years, and it had been it had been sold at one point, and on, and I don't want to get into all that. But we had the opportunity a couple years ago to say, hey, let's resurrect this. He's got five kids, three of which are in college right now. One will be entering, so he'll have literally four kids in college at the same time. That's a lot of pressure on a family. And all these other things, and because of the nature of the colleges they're choosing, the Watanabe Scholarship Foundation doesn't apply to what they're doing. Trust me, we've already looked at that angle. But all that being said, we had the opportunity to start a business or resurrect a business. And I tell you, this one quote has been kind of prevailing in the forefront of my mind almost on a daily basis, and that is this. And let's see if I can share it without butchering it, is that the life we create should be something that we never have to take a vacation from. And this last week for me, and the last few months, I've been waking up, even morphing my mission statement, which my mission statement, the core philosophy of who Vance Rogers is the purpose of my life is to glorify God and worship Him with all my heart. And my mission to accomplish that is to live every day. And here's where I morphed it. I changed it to live this day with passion and purpose, knowing that I will leave a living legacy for future generations. To make it about right now, you know, this very moment, the whole carpe diem thing. And I saw that in Mexico, and then I started correlating it to what Stacy and I got to experience as members of the Team Kaizen 2017 reward trip or incentive trip down to Cancun, which is a place right now you don't want to go to because the State Department has issued so many warnings. But being in a different part of Mexico, the number one most proficient, get the word right here, agricultural area in the Western Hemisphere. The bulk of, so much comes from this area where I was last week and 2 years ago. But then contrasting to where we were a year ago in Cancun and having this amazing experience with the top Team Kaizen members, the top leaders in Nikan from around the globe, and just gleaning some of their wisdom, seeing what they're doing, building their businesses, and hitting the top, you know, the high marks, and sitting down and spending time with people like Herb Rapp and Julie Tara and Tony Collins, Esther Smith, Nadine Staff. I mean, there's several, Ruth Lowe, Ruth and Robert, and I know I'm forgetting people, so I apologize. But gleaning some of their wisdom and then looking at what the Mexican leaders, those in the Spanish-speaking countries, are doing, and looking at the numbers today, we have 7 members of the 2018 Team Kaizen, and down in Mexico, they have over 100. And I've talked about this the last several months, going, why is that? What's the big difference? How can that be? Well, this concept of a team, I think, is one of the biggest things. And if you've gone on to Saturday AM Live, you've seen some of the pictures of what we were able to do in 4 days. Not a week, but literally because of some hiccups and some vehicle problems and some trailer issues. They weren't really problems. They were more like opportunities dressed up in overalls. What do you do? Let me ask you this, because life always gets in the way. What do you do when you're driving with 11 people in a van, whom all are asleep, okay, except for you, the driver, and it's lightly snowing / raining, and you're taught how to drive because you're a volunteer firefighter, and you drive, and what that means is you're constantly, every minute or so, you're looking in your rearview mirrors, checking your surroundings. Race car drivers, they look 12, they're taught how to drive 12 seconds ahead. You're looking way into the future, okay? But also at the same time, seeing where you came, and, you know, always observing things. And you look in the driver's side mirror, and all you see is sparks. And the first thought through my head was, oh, this is not a good situation. Something's not working properly here. And so I slow down, and I feel the trailer starting to fishtail a little bit. And so I pull over, and we get out. Everybody wakes up at that point because, you know, something's gone south. And we get out, and the driver's side trailer tire is gone. All 5 lug nuts gone. It's just not there. And I'm looking around going, where did it go? Well, then in further inspection, I climb underneath the trailer to discover that the axle is broken in half. Like, well, you're not going to be able to fix this with duct tape and baling wire or, you know, some Band-Aids, because it's broken and it's not going. So it doesn't matter if you put the spare tire on, because you're missing all the lug nuts. And you usually don't carry an extra set of those. So in a matter of literally minutes, the 3 adults in the van, my brother Rex and I, decided, okay, abort the trailer mission and get everything out of the trailer that's of value. We can't take the, you know, several thousand dollars worth of donated windows that we're towing down to Mexico to use in the building project. We got to leave those here. But everything else we can possibly get out. We already had, what do you call them, cargo bags, two cargo bags, just in case we needed them to put gear on top, which we didn't need, but we went ahead and threw them into the van. We opened, unzipped those, we started piling in. There was two guys up on top of the roof on the van, and we're just pulling stuff out, and anything that was lightweight, we're throwing it up there. And continue on down the road the next day. We get into Mexico. Okay, that was one hurdle we overcome. We left the trailer there. We called, instantly started calling people, networking, and before day's end, that trailer was back at in the barn at my parents' property, and Dad had already arranged and got a new axle on there, new tires, the whole nine yards. And he said, "You guys going to come back and get the trailer?" And we said, "No, we're already committed. We are in Southern California. We're not coming all the way back to Oregon to get the trailer." But that was a series of networking and seeing a series of connections, and it was all covered and paid for by AAA. What a great deal. Well, the very next day, we get into Mexico. We always pull over at the same fueling station. Who knew that in Mexico, the gas handles are different color than they are here in the States? We didn't know. We've been to Mexico several times. I didn't know. In that country, the diesel handles are black. Here in the United States, they're green. Well, through a series of confusion, the fueling attendant put regular fuel in the diesel tank, which the van runs on. And we cruise on down the road, and a few minutes later, all of a sudden, we pull over at this Vista to take pictures. We've never stopped at this Vista before, and I asked my brother, I said, "Yeah, you guys have been doing this for what? This is your fifth or sixth time. Have you ever pulled over there?" He said, "No, we've never pulled over there." And when we went to leave, the van wouldn't start. Why is the van running? Well, a diesel engine will not run on regular fuel. The long and short of it was this. That obstacle turned into an opportunity. We started pulling weeds at the rest area at that Vista because we were waiting for the tow truck. Mechanic wages in Mexico are far cheaper than they are here in the States. So we got a new fill filter. They siphoned out all the gas. We got to be towed backwards, which is always fun. Have you ever sat in the front seat of a vehicle being towed down the highway, getting to see everything from a different perspective? No, not usually. And totally legal. But new fuel filters, got everything cleaned out. We got the brakes redone on the cheap because mechanic wages in Mexico are only $40 per day. So all in all, it was yet another obstacle that turned out to be a win-win. And what we accomplished with those delays, in a week's time, we started Monday morning at 11 a.m., and by Friday at lunchtime, again, all the photos are on Saturday AM Live in the blog, complete second story of a building, 63 feet long, 16 feet wide, windows set, all the exterior walls prepped and ready for stucco, all the roof joists in place, and the roof on. And there's a picture of Pastor, and I don't know if I got the name right on the website, Pastor Julio, my brother, and I. And I snapped that selfie on Friday, on Good Friday. All the kids had gone off to the beach because that's the protocol. We work all week, and then Friday afternoon, you guys go to the beach and go have some fun. It's really not that warm, although it's sunny. The water temperature is about a degree warmer than it is here on the Pacific in Oregon. And I snapped this selfie, and I kept hearing those words in my mind that Jesus Christ spoke on that same day 2,000 years ago. It is finished. And for me, being able to complete that structure, to be totally weathered in, my brother was able to put gutters, and they don't put usually gutters on buildings, but we built the building so close to the neighbor's property, all the water was going to run off the roof onto the neighbor's, well, pit bull, dog, who was not very friendly the whole week while we were building, as he kept trying to scale the 10-foot wall and nip at our ankles. Really not, but so we really didn't care about him getting wet, but it's not the neighborly thing to do. But being able to finish that project as a team And here's the epiphany that I'm hoping you'll walk away with, because this is where it correlates all to Nikan. When it was all said and done, what we were able to accomplish with six adults, six teenagers, two young people in their 20s, and a team of about a half a dozen Mexicans who were either Bible school students, Pastor Julio, who most of these people have no construction experience whatsoever. But Manuel, one of the Bible school students, when we're putting the roofing panels on, fences on the ground, my brother, orchestrating what's coming up and making sure we got it laid out, and I'm kind of running the roof crew, trying to keep them safe and from falling off, and then there's the crew underneath of us who's passing stuff up, and it's kind of I wouldn't call it a well-orchestrated machine, I would call it absolute chaos, and yet we want to get this thing done, and this is it, this is our last day. And Manuel looks at me as Spence is yelling up to me because the wind's blowing, and I'm yelling directives back down to him, "No, I need this, I need this." And Manuel looks at me, and he points down to Spence, and he says, "Is he the boss man?" And I said, "Boss man? No, Manuel, he's my brother." And he looks at me, and he points at me and goes, "So you the boss man?" He said, "Manuel, there's no boss man. This is a team effort. But he's your brother." All week we've been working with these folks, wonderful group, and I guess we never told them that we were brothers. And I said, "Yes, he's my brother. There's no boss man. We're working as a team." That's what we do in Nikan. We work as a team. Those who were successful in the month of March, those who have always been successful over the last 25 years that I have been privileged to work with this company, they figure out how to work as a team. TEAM. Together, everyone achieves more. Whether you've developed a team of customers, or a team of consultants, or a team of both. Barb Satterwhite had her best month, and I think it's a decade, if I remember correctly. I talked to her first thing Monday morning. She said, "Vance, I hit 30,000 some volume." And she qualified as a platinum. And I said, "Barb, well, now the stake has been set. It's been anchored. You can only go up from here." And she said, I know, because I'm going to Italy. But it's a team effort. And I said, "Have you connected with your team, and do they understand this is a team effort?" And she said, "Yes." And so I called a few of her team members who had great months as well, Alan Sonda Thornton, Don Shank, and talked about what some of the things I've got more to connect with. That team of doing it and everybody understanding their role. That's what I saw in Mexico last week. That's what I saw in Mexico a year ago. The team, what they do in Mexico, one of the biggest differences that they do amongst the Nikan family down there, it's a totally different culture. And when I say Mexico, the prevalent, that's not the right word choice, the cities where they're thriving and growing the most, because most of us, as gringos, if I can call us that, and I know I'm not being very politically correct, so I probably offended a lot of people when I say different terms, but our mentality is, well, that's a third world country, they're poorer, how do they do it, they must have a different compensation plan. We make all these lists of excuses. Well, why don't we seek to understand? As McKenna's, the dean, at American University over Kenna's major, that she's majoring at International Community Development. I can't remember exactly the term they use for it, but she said, before we seek to change the world, we must first seek to understand the world. So rather than making up excuses that we're so good at making up, whether it's, you know, we're attempting to drop weight or we want to grow our business and gain more customers, but I can't do this, let's get the butts out of our life and stop making excuses and figure out what it is they're doing down in Mexico to have over 100 people be part of the 2018 Team Kaizen group. Well, the biggest thing they're doing is they're developing teams. and they don't have some of the hurdles that we've had in the past. And one of the biggest ones, and this was well established the day that I left for Mexico, I called Dennis Williams and I said, I need clarification on this. And then furthermore, I called Jeff Isom this week and said, I need more clarification on this. Seek to understand rather than continue to make up excuses, because that's what I've always done in the past. That's what my brother and I have done in the past with our sheet metal business. But we're coming to this point where, hey, let's seek to understand what other companies are doing to find a niche to make it profitable and to also make it fun. Because every day, every opportunity, whether it's raining here in the Pacific Northwest or it's a beautiful day like it was yesterday, I love using the DNA that's built into my body and helping people put a roof or gutters or whatever it may be, because it's just in my nature. It was what I was born to do. I have complete trust in the fact that I can climb to the top of a ladder while my brother's working on the ground supplying what I need, and when I want to move left or right, working off of that ladder, I don't have to climb all the way down. I just put the top of the ladder where I want it, and he lifts up the bottom of the ladder and moves it over. Because as a kid, I had complete confidence in my father. When picking apples or pears at the top of the ladder, he would just stand the ladder straight up and down and just move the whole thing over. What's that quote? He's not heavy, he's my brother. Well, that's the same type of confidence I have in Niken, because with these changes, this modification, that where we're going is exactly what they have in Mexico, and that is all volume will count as qualifying volume. Or as Jeff told me this week, where our goal is to just remove the queue. We're going to take out that qualification thing. So whether you place the order at wholesale or retail, it doesn't matter. It's all qualifying volume, because it used to be that way. But because of changes in the Federal Trade Commission, because of a $200 million Herbalife, you know, suit settlement in September of 2016, it changed the dynamics of the industry. Well, today, all those dynamics have changed yet again, because they discovered, hey, why are we enforcing something that the Federal Trade Commission really isn't enforcing? It's not a blank check to go out and stockpile and front load and do all that stuff. Not at all. But I think here's the overwhelming premise. I think if we'd start to understand this as business owners, and again, going back to what Dave Johnson and Ben Woodward put in the Core Consultants newsletter published yesterday, much like Niken published in the blog on autism yesterday, all this information is on the website. And if you're not getting the emails, figure out what's going on so you get those and stay current. But Niken actually published testimonies. There's amazing four or five testimonies on autism. Well, copy and paste those, send them to somebody you know on autism and say, you might want to check this out, because I remember you saying, was it your son or your granddaughter or someone you know is dealing with autism? Here's some results that some people have had utilizing these products. There's so much freedom in that and being able to share that. But being able to place orders and not worrying about whether it's qualifying or not, or retail or wholesale, I think the overwhelming premise that's different down in Mexico is much like when my parents and few of us that are in Niken today worked with a company called Shackley, which is still in existence today, a very, very big, well-established nutritional skincare and household cleaning products that are organic and very state-of-the-art, products in harmony with nature and good health, I think is the slogan. I don't know if they still use it today. But there was only one price. And when you look at the price of the waterfall today, when you look at the MagFlex or look at the nutritionals, if we would get in the habit as consultants, just focus in on what the customer price is, I think we would be overwhelmed at the liberty that we have. Stop looking at the wholesale price. I asked Jeff Isom, I said, Jeff, could we just get to a place where we get rid of the wholesale price? And here's the premise. This is my last thought. And then the line is open for comments, questions, clarifications, concerns, whatever word They don't all have to start with C. Here's the overwhelming request that I made to Jeff was, could we just have one price? And here's the premise why. When we're talking to people about Nikan and these amazing solutions and the five pillars of health, the philosophies of this company, and they say, well, what does that cost? With the waterfall, for example. Well, when my wife and I bought ours 5.5 years ago, it was $385, almost $400, well, over $400 with shipping. Today, it's right here. I don't quote them the wholesale price. I ignore the wholesale price. I just quote them what the price is. Let's go to the website. Off the top of my head, I don't remember. I think it's around this much, but let's go in and just take a look real quick. And at this point, I either log in underneath of our daughter's customer page, so I'm going directly there. I'm not going to the back office. I'm not going to, you know, the Nikan website. I'm going in as a customer. So they see that that's the website that they're going to see as a customer. The difference is, for us as consultants, we pay a membership fee. And on the 15th of every month, we get a rebate, a commission, whatever you want to call it, a bonus. And that's the bonus of that is the difference between the cost and what the customer cost is. So if we could get that out of our mentality, that, well, this is the price, and, well, this is a good friend of mine, I've known them since childhood, well, then it's not a business. Now it's a hobby. If you seek to be a business owner, back what Dave Johnson and Ben Woodward put in the Core Consultants newsletter, everything will change because it's business. My brother and I don't quote what it costs us for materials. When somebody asks us what gutter costs per foot or what a metal, I know what those prices are. But for their situation, there's a lot of variables. What's the pitch of the roof? How many stories? Are we going to have to use ropes and harnesses? I mean, there's so many details that go into this. Do we give a cash disc? I mean, there's all these variables, but there is set prices. We don't give them, well, this is the cost of our material. This is what the cost of a gutter spike costs. This is the caulking we use. They don't care about that. Even sitting down with a customer several months ago and said, I said, do you want the sticker shock price first? Or do you want me to explain how I came up with that price? He said, well, give me the price first, but then, yeah, I'd like to have you explain it to me. When I followed up with him through another friend a couple days ago, I said, by the way, how is Mr. Perry? Any feedback on what we did for him? He said, Vance, every time I stop by, he is overly impressed, and he really thought it would have cost a lot more. I looked at my friend Lynn, and I said, shoot, I guess we should have charged more. And we both laughed, and I said, no, that was our rate. And we were excited, and we're happy to do it right the first time. We only have one rate with Nikan products. We, as consultants, get a kickback. We get a rebate. 20-25%, however you want to calculate, it's irrelevant, but we know we get a rebate back. And if we can all commit to just focusing in on that, when you place an order, click the retail button. They are going to evolve it. It's a whole programming nightmare so that everything will count. And they'll just remove the qualification factor. It'll all count. But here's my key point. Then I'm done. Look at the retail opportunity for your own use, because everything that you purchase as a business owner should be a retail investment. I don't care. It doesn't matter what you're using it for. If it's a sleep system, if it's a waterfall, this is your business. You're buying products for your own use and for demonstration use. When you invite somebody into your home, one of the greatest testimonies I remember hearing as a brand new consultant, years, this is 20 plus years ago, and it was of a young gal, 12 years old, who fell off the roof of the house helping her dad. She landed on the ground on a pile of bricks, broke her back, later in life, scoliosis, I mean, all these other things set in, and at 65 years of a young age, she was basically hunched over, lived her entire life with back issues from 12 years on forward. And it was being invited into a home for an evening meeting. Some of you remember this story and have forgotten her name. But before the meeting started, the homeowner said, the host, why don't you go in and lay down on my bed? Well, before the meeting starts, you can. And she came out later and said, whose bed is that? And the cow said, well, it's mine. And she said, it's not anymore. She said, for the first time in her entire life, it was like everything started to work. Now, I have to ask the question, did she look at that investment as a personal use and didn't declare it as a business use? Well, it just became business use now. That's the difference. We have to make a shift. We have to make a change. *6 on your phone line. Questions, comments, concerns. The team effort that we have with this opportunity. Do we look at it as a business or do we look at it as a hobby? Because we have the opportunity. We've always had the opportunity. But I'll guarantee you, I tell you, the people that are having the fastest growth in their organizations, they've developed a team. It's not just them. The customers that I followed up with this week, helping them get their auto ship orders in place and making sure, talking with one yesterday evening, walking them through the process. Yeah, it takes time. But once we get them on board, the consultants that I've been able to connect with this week, are we developing that team? And not once, even speaking to my father-in-law and helping him place an order, I never got into what I'm paying and what he's paying, what it costs, what the profit margin is. Customers, they don't care about that. They just want to know what the price is. And we're undercutting and we're slowing ourselves down by going, oh, but I really shouldn't be making money off of them because they're a family member. Yes, you can. You paid the $99 enrollment fee. You're paying the $79 every year to renew. That's one of the perks, one of the benefits. The tax savings alone are huge. So how do we go forward from here? What do we do? Well, number one, start memorizing the retail prices if you haven't already. And know that they're going to change. The cost of living changes. So don't get set. But you know, go back to the website and take people directly. The internet is what's the way it is. It's already here. It's not the way for the future. It's what we have. Printed price lists, catalogs. I know we like those because it's tangible. It's in print. We can hand it to somebody. But everybody does everything, I mean, on their phones anyways. They go to the internet. We drove by a facility last night that Amazon is building literally 5 miles down the road from us. It's 2 exits up on the interstate. We get on our on-ramp, the next exit, and then the second one. It's a 1,200-job facility. Right now it's 2,000 jobs to build this thing. But 1,200 people will be employed at this building. Amazon. Why? Because it's all accessible through the internet. Nobody has to go down to that location, but they go onto the internet. That's what people are doing. Why not? We need to be doing the same thing. That's where the current prices are. So let's go there, show them what the price is, and get them connected, find out what they're looking for. I know there are several of you that are still confused, as I have been the last few weeks. Because when I spoke with Dennis Williams, I went, okay, wait a second. So what need, okay, that makes sense, because that's the way they've done it in Mexico. That's why they've got it such that there's only one price.
Hey, Vance, it's Gary.
Good morning, brother.
Yes, good morning to you. So my question is, when you spoke with Jeff, did he give a sense of the timeline that the queue is going to be removed from the from the website. The
last night at midnight. I'm joking. Sorry, Gary. I can only do that with you. I did not get a sense of anything.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, driving through Southern California 6 days ago, I realized yet again, and I call it the den of consumerism. It's much like walking into a Costco. It's buy, buy, buy. It's consume, it's consume, it's consume. Everything is about consumption. The whole entire life is the complete opposite just south of the border in Tijuana. Well, I guess if you're crossing the border and all those vendors are hitting you up. But what I mean to say by that is he didn't give me any sense of when it was going to happen because there's programming issues, and to go in and say, oh yeah, boom, we'll make this change on the website, it doesn't work that way. So I went into the mode, to answer your question, Gary, well, how do I, after I hung up the phone with them, I'm thinking, how do I help empower our team and the other consultants that I come in contact with to just rise above that? And the easiest way is just right now, even though Nikan has said everything will count, I don't trust that because I'm still looking at the website and it doesn't count. When I look down at people's volume on the genealogy report and I see that little star symbol for the people that placed orders as consultants and they just placed them under their ID number,
yep.
Well, that isn't, in my book, that doesn't count because it's not qualifying volume. So wouldn't it be better to pay more, just to pay the retail amount, just to click the retail button? What I gleaned from Jeff, and this, and you can take this to the bank, I'm hoping Molly Chang is on the phone right now because she was one of our more recent consultants that received the letter from Nikan. She placed a large retail order in the month of February, and it was a customer order. Maybe there were a couple items that were for personal use, but that's still a business use. But she had three different customers that she put at one order. Well, she received automatically from Nikan a letter saying we need sales receipts. Well, she forgot to respond, so they suspended her account. And that creates a big, brouhaha. Well, basically what Jeff communicated to me is we're not going to suspend people. We're not going to send out the letter. We're done with that. Okay?
Yes, I'm on.
You are on. That was a very traumatic experience for you, wasn't it?
Yes, and I had to kind of spell out or spit out everything from my ears, gut, and I don't care. I had to say this.
But and here's the premise, and I'm hoping I'm not taking too much liberty with this, Molly, because what you did to rebound from that in the month of March, you placed two orders that are definitely for customers, because I'm looking at the items you ordered, but you ordered everything underneath your ID number and wholesale, and I think part of that, and again, I might be taking too much liberty here, is that you did that because you were fearful of getting another one of these letters. It's no fun being suspended. It's like walking into Costco and showing your card, and they take a second look at you and go, nope. Sorry, your card's been suspended. That's no fun having that experience. It happened to my brother. It happened to my brother a couple months ago, and his card just was old, and the magnetic strip didn't work. And when he went to pay for the fuel, it wouldn't take it. So we used mine, and we went inside, and he had to go to the membership and get a new card issued. No big deal, but it's the same thing with what Molly just experienced. So I totally understand why you place those two orders wholesale, and then you turn around right, and they're for customers, and they're going to just pay you the customer price?
Yeah, if they want it, because the waterfall, the price is so much lower, so I just get it in case they want it, if they
okay.
don't.
Okay, but you had, I think when we chatted earlier this week, you had told me that she was very interested in it, and you can... And that's an opportunity, by the way, because I talked to one gentleman last month. I don't remember who it was. He was going to order three of the waterfalls at the sale price. knowing that the price is going to go back up or go to a tangible price level. We didn't know if it was going to go all the way back up to the $400 range. But even now, when he introduces somebody to the waterfall, he's got three on hand.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's not stockpiling. It's not front loading. It's simply when you use something in a business, I can give you example after example after example, whether you're in the trade industry or you have a storefront. If something is a closeout or you can get it on sale, and then a couple months later, you know the value of that is going to go back to a reasonable rate, or maybe it's going to double, then all that profit, it's an investment. It's not really a business item or a product. It's an investment because you know the value that's going to go up. So, Molly, you have the opportunity now as a business owner to say, yeah, here's the price. You don't have to tell them if you don't want to, well, I bought this last month, and so I'm just going to give it to you at my cost. Molly, if you do that, I'm going to book a plane ticket, and I'm going to come out there and slap you, okay? That's not good business sense. This is a business. Yeah. Treat it as a business.
Okay, yeah. Hey, Vance, on personal auto ship, then we establish ourselves as a customer and put it through as a retail?
I have been, for the last 3 years, ordering all of our auto ship underneath our daughter's customer account. Okay? Because, for two reasons. One, she is a bona fide customer. She lives in Washington, D.C. I turn around and send the products to her because it's cheaper. I don't have to pay sales tax, blah, 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 blah. Her products come here. She's been a registered customer of our family, and it's not a conflict of interest. But the nice thing is I'm paying retail, the retail auto ship amount, but then we get that all back. Okay, yeah, you're paying more, but you get it all back. Well, that increases your taxes. Ooh, ooh, this is a hot button on me right now, okay? Yes, it increases your taxes, but as Julie Clark and I were dialoguing this week, you have the tax advantage as a business owner. I think, if I remember correctly, I put almost 5,000 miles on my truck last year. And I think, I got to check the numbers, but all 5,000 of that mileage, except for 169 or 164, was business use. What's 5,000 times 55 cents? That's
a lot
of money. It's a business use. So, yes, Gary, I would always put our personal use auto ship orders underneath a customer that's a bona fide customer. If you don't have another significant other living in your home, here's another way you can do it. You'll pay more, but the commissionable volume is more as well. Just put it through as a regular retail order. Yeah, you're spending more, but you're going to get the difference back, and the CV, the commissionable volume, on a regular retail nutritional order is higher than it is on an auto ship order.
Okay, and just to clarify, the tax that's charged is based on the retail amount, even though it's a wholesale order.
Exactly.
The tax is figured at the retail amount.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. If it's a 100-point order and yet it costs $125, the sales tax is calculated on the 125, not on the wholesale amount. So it's, again, but I wish there was a home-based business owner guide or a tax dummy, you know, tax for dummies, you know, because there's a few things that I think are major. Last night we ran to town because Stacy didn't feel like making dinner and I didn't feel like making dinner either, and there's this little burrito shop, and yes, I was just in Mexico, so it's not the same, but man, I had an amazing chili relleno burrito last night. Addie got what she wanted, and had we been discussing Nikin business, it's kind of a gray area, but had we, because we do this from time to time, we just the two of us will go out, some would call it a date, but we call it a business processing or, you know, forecasting meeting, and I'll take that receipt and write on it, strategizing session with business partner or something like that, because we're, you know, co-owners in this thing. So 50% of that meal is a full tax deduction. Now, if we went to the grocery store and bought a bunch of items, and that night or the very next day we had a bunch of people over, even family members, and Nikan came up and we discussed Nikan and we were, you know, whatever the case may be, well, it's 100% of that receipt is a tax deduction. These are little things that we all should be incorporating. And if you don't know, go on the internet, find out what's a legit tax deduction. But 100% of everything you purchase, our CPA, and I know there's differences, and I've had people call me on this time and time again, 100% of what we invest in is a complete business use.
Do you know why Nikan charges tax for those who pay tax, sales tax, on the retail rather than what you are paying them, whether it's wholesale or auto ship, how they get away with that? I know if I buy something here on sale in Ohio, I am charged the sale price tax.
Nancy, I was hoping you were going to ask that, because I always, when it comes to the word tax, T-A-X, I always have Winston Churchill, and I haven't seen the movie that Gary Oldman plays Churchill. I saw the trailer and I thought, oh, I got to see that, and it just hasn't happened yet. But Winston Churchill said it best: to tax ourselves into prosperity is equivalent to standing in a bucket and attempting to lift oneself to a higher level. It doesn't work, okay? But my point is this. I don't know why Nikan charges this. I really don't. I think part of it is a safeguard that they're going, hey, we'll just, so if there's ever an audit in our books, we can say that we charge the highest amount and it's safe, and then we rendered that unto the state. And I don't know how all that works. That's got to be just a disaster. How that, you know, for you in Ohio and for us in Oregon, we don't have sales tax, so they don't have to charge it. But they collect it, and then they write, you know, a check every month or every year. That, I mean, how does that work? Don't know, don't care. It's a mess. But to answer your question, I don't know, Nancy. I really have no idea why they charge, because if it's on sale, they should only be charging this much, because that's all they pay.
Correct. And even when if I order something online, they don't go back and charge tax on the on-sale price. I mean, it just doesn't happen. That's why I don't understand how they get away with it.
Yeah. And speaking of sales, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but as I've been trained and as I've been continuing telling folks, and as a reminder, if you want to see what's current, the information or the incentives and featured news underneath the information center, the top item as of, 3 days ago, the demo kit now available. So many of us asked, why did they take away the demo kit? Well, let's not focus on, you know, I want the Japanese mag steps back. I want bumps on one side and bigger bumps on the other side. Okay, well, I'm glad you want that, but Nikan no longer has it. We haven't had them for years, so stop whining and crying about that. Let's move forward. But at least on this one, on the demo kit, it's now available. It looks like, and I wish they would have just taken away the consultant price. Here again, that's my request. And just put the retail price right there. Let's just focus on that. U.S., it's $248. So even if you buy it and pay the $248, you're going to get a $49 rebate back on the 15th of next month. Why would you not use a demo kit as a demonstration item? It's a business use. So go ahead and pay it, get it back. Yep, your taxes are going to go up, but it's a real legit business. I hope that makes sense. I think I beat that dead horse a few too many times during this phone chat. But it's right there. So the bag and the pad are available. This is an excellent, absolutely excellent. No, the mag creator is not included, because the mag creator is not in the wall supplies last category. It's not only a demonstration tool, but it's a massage tool. So pick up one of those separate. And we now can be doing rollouts with the bag, and it's custom tailored to fit this size demo kit, you know, pad. And for $250 plus shipping and sales tax, which you're going to be charged on that full retail amount anyways, we're back in business. And this is an excellent size pad. I wish I would have taken one of these, but we didn't have the space, obviously, in the van. With 11 people and a trailer, that broken axle and tire went missing. I looked for that tire, by the way. On our way back north, it's nowhere to be found. It's just gone. But my point is this. This is an excellent pad, 30 inches wide, to use for, number one, it's for demonstration purposes, but if you're traveling and you've got what they call a single-width bed, which most camp facilities, that's what they are, and everybody knows about the waterfall pricing. This is the price. And again, I cover up where it says the wholesale and the consultant price. I just look at the U.S. price is $327. That's the price of the waterfall. Stacy and I paid $385. It's now $327. And then I know that we get a rebate, a personal rebate of, what is that? So it's almost $70. Besides the commission, and that's where the bonus is, because according to what I'm looking at right here, 80% CV, that's a nice little kicker as well. It would be great if it was 100% CV, but it's not. Okay, and if you hadn't seen this one yet, I'm so excited about this. I saw this about a month ago. They got rid of that goofy little light on the front of the waterfall. And the reason I'm so excited about that is people will stop pushing it, saying, well, it's still flashing green, so I don't need to change the filter. Well, when did you buy yours? Well, it was about, like, what, 5, 6, 7 months ago? And you're still on your original filter? Uh-huh. Well, your water is not, it's not slightly alkaline. It may not even be neutral. When you buy a car and the manufacturer says to change the oil every 3 to 5,000 miles, depending on the make and model of that car. If you have a Mini Cooper, it's every 14,000 miles. I know, that's a shocker, but that's just the way it is. Yeah, I know. But most automobiles you purchase, it's every 3,000 miles you're supposed to change the oil. If you push that to, let's say, 9, 10, 12,000 miles, you're not going to get out of that automobile, out of that engine, what it was designed to do. You're just not. So why should we do it with a $300 water filtration device?
I hope they take that light off of the picture on the instruction thing, please.
That would be a really good request, that you can click on that little feedback ribbon,
yeah.
Nancy, and just say, hey.
A customer who bought a waterfall asked about that, and I said, oh, they took that out. And she said, well, there was a picture. You know, that's a good idea. Thank you. I forgot about doing that.
Hey, it's a simple thing, and I think we can overlook that because I find myself doing that a lot with different things. You know, I don't know why this is in there, but let's just ignore that. If we don't make a big deal and don't draw a bunch of attention, what I have said to our customers as of lately is, in the first year, I know that this unit was modified 3 times. Most of that was just the filter, okay, was modified 3 times in the first year. But what I've been saying now is I know they're continuing to modify this thing and make it better. We're now up to 4 things that I know have been modified. They don't really care about so much about that. But if we just get them in the mode, that's why you can buy the waterfall kit. There's no savings in the waterfall kit, by the way.
No.
The unit and an extra filter, but basically that gets somebody, sets them up, so 6 months they're set up. And don't worry, as Jeff announced on the kickoff call, and if you missed it, I highly recommend going back and listening to it.
It actually is less expensive because you're getting the original waterfall that has a filter in it, and it's like they're giving you a free filter.
Yes and no. I mean, the price, when you look
at it. You'll probably pay tax on it.
Of course.
Yeah.
But
on the retail.
you're setting yourself up for 6 months. And don't worry because people say, well, there's only, the warranty on the filter is only good for 30 days after you buy it. Well, it'll be 30 days from when you open it. And Jeff made that very, very clear because that's been an issue. Nikken will stand behind it. Okay, now if you buy a three-pack of the filters and 2 or 3 years later you happen to use one of those, that's a different story. Even Walmart or Home Depot or Lowe's, that when you walk in and you've got a product you bought 5 years ago or whatever, and even if you have the receipt, they're going to question it. They may not even stock that product anymore. So let's just, you know, be honest. But every 3 months, this is why for customers, getting them on auto ship, literally the day they buy that waterfall and say, hey, let's just go ahead and set you up on auto ship. So that 3 months from now, we're going to do a quarterly auto ship. Your filter will arrive. That's when you need to change it. You don't have to guess. You don't have to think about it. That's what the manufacturer, that's what the original design was set up to do every 90 days. Well, there's only me drinking it. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Are you wanting the slightly alkaline water, 8.5 to 9.5? Well, because 90 days from now, once this thing gets wet, it's going to be right back at neutral. So if you don't want that, oh man, you could probably go 6, 9, 12 months on the same filter. I wouldn't. But, and again, plants, animals, the human body, we've all seen the results. It's monumental. We've got an ivy plant that I was noticing last night for the first time. I thought, oh my goodness, you can see all the new growth that has happened in that plant. Since I've been consistent, I have one of those, what do you call those, push-in watering things, self-watering things. And since I've been using the PiMag water for the last couple, you can see, we're talking like 6 foot of new growth. The old leaves are still there, but the new growth is just, it's so lush. I haven't changed anything else, but I've been very, very anal in, you know, making sure it has that.
Hey, Dan?
Yes.
Speaking of plants, this is a funny one. I planted pansies in a very not good situation. There's hardly any soil around them. So I buried two of the little buttons. I wrapped them in saran wrap and planted two of the little that we've got in our back collection and insoles, those little buttons at the base of the root, and you ought to see that plant just 2 months later. Oh my goodness, it's doubled the growth.
This is a green thumb gardening tip from Char Rogers. If you want to make your plants thrive and grow, besides dumping the water from the water, now, not all plants like alkaline water, so you may want to Google it and find out. Blueberry bushes, for example, do not like alkaline water. They want acidic water. Okay, that's just note to the gardener out there. But what Mom has said, if you missed that, the little replacement disc magnets, if you click on insole category, they're the top item. These are the replacement discs for both the MagFlex and our M-Strides and our M-Steps. If you don't want to lose them, you might want to put them in like a Ziploc bag so you can find it underground. Especially if it's an annual. If it's a perennial, you may just want to, you know, they're very inexpensive. But give your plants a boost. We used to do this with the trimmings. And if you've got old Kinko pads. These are the Flex, the Card, the Discs, the Mini, the Max. You really don't want to even keep those around, okay, because the Power Chip has replaced that, the MagFlex, and it's a totally different design. They work so much better. You could chop those things up and put them in your potted plants, especially if they're an indoor potted plant, okay, and really watch them thrive to increase the magnetic energy.
Well, this pansy plant is right by the back door, and as people come through there, they're looking at it, and I'm just waiting for the one to say, where in the world did you ever get such a giant pansy plant? It was a gift. And I thought, oh my gosh, they can't help but see it, even the delivery man.
So, on that note, thank you, Mom, thank you, Gary, Nancy, there was somebody else who offered a comment or a question or clarification, thank you all. Linda Morris, I need to almost forgot, Linda Morris will be with us next week, and not to, especially with my own mother, who I've learned more nutritional tips from in almost 50 years now, and I utilize these tips as a parent and as a person who is very much interested in maintaining this temple that I have. I have learned a ton from Linda Morris as well. She's going to be with us next Saturday. Linda's claim to fame that I credited her to is helping people aggressively utilize the Niken, not only the Vital Balance, but the whole weight management program that we have, and aggressively get their body into becoming a fat-burning machine and so many ways. She's been consulting and reading a lot of the latest research that's available, and some of it, I'm gonna warn you in advance. I'm going to warn you. Some of you are going to go, oh, no, that contradicts what I read over here. Yeah, it changes every day, okay? It always changes. There's always new research out there. But I've found what she's teaching and what she's doing, incorporating what we have with the Vital Balance, the Cleanse and the Detox, and the other components that support the weight management program. It really, really is just monumental. So if you want to get some great tips, because we're now into the second quarter, the workout facilities, the gym memberships, they're thinning out, because everybody's realized that, oh, yeah, that New Year's resolution I made, it ain't going to happen, so just forget it. They'll always be next year, and they put up. Well, I think what you're going to hear from Linda, and I know because I've utilized some of her wisdom, and I reached a few weeks ago a goal that I set for myself. And you'll see the photo on the website, because I'm going to make sure Steve gets it. It's been a really, really good teaching up, thing that I've leveraged to share with people. Does that mean every single person I share it with does it? No, even if in the tips. But it causes them to think, oh, really, that does make sense. Start the day with easily digestible protein. That does make sense. Ooh, and it's plant-based. I've heard a lot about plant-based stuff. Well, Linda will be with us next Saturday to share that. So, anyways, don't want you to miss that. And, again, thank you all who have contributed. Hopefully this has made sense. Please. Hang on. Hold that thought. As Jeff said on the kickoff call, if you've got questions or you need better clarification, contact your Upline Diamond or Royal Diamond. They should have the understanding of all these different changes. Don't set in confusion going, oh, I can't figure this out. It's just not worth it. Don't do that, please. Because this thing is amazingly awesome, the traction it's going to give us. Yes, go ahead.
I apologize. This is
no worries. No worries whatsoever.
No, you may have touched upon this. I was a little late. Was there anything on the option of getting the distal as juice?
You know, Carol, this is Carol, correct?
Yes.
Carol, I had several people ask me, several who have already been on the call, said, hey, we have people who like the juice. They really enjoyed it. I had customers same way. I kind of like the juice fans, but man, capsules are a lot easier. Then when I'm traveling, I just throw the bottle in my gear bag and away we go. I would recommend, highly recommend, as I did. Don't do as I say, do as I did. Click that feedback button, that little ribbon, lower right-hand corner of the screen, or feedback@niken.com. I've never been more passionate about using that and getting the questions or the comments to Niken. Do it in a constructive criticism form.
Right.
Don't blast. They just won't. I mean, Carol, let me ask you this question. Carol, I don't like the way that you have not kept up with your front lawn along your sidewalk. I think you should do it this way and this way and this way, so it looks more like mine next door. Are you going to receive that from me? Probably not. But if I say, hey, Carol, I just found this at Home Depot last week, and look at what it's done for our grass. Are you open for me to just, I'll do it for you, and if you want to, you could do it, you know, yourself. It's constructive criticism, and when it comes to Nikan, if we're hostile, they're going to be hostile back. They're not going to receive it. So if you fire off an email, or you click that feedback button, and you say, I want the progesterol juice back. I hate the capsules. What were you guys thinking? You're not going to get anything back. You're just not. That's just going to fall in deaf.
Yeah, I agree. It's just that some people, and this was my comment in it, some people who are already taking so many medicines have a problem with taking, quote unquote, another pill medicine.
Right.
And then they were like, oh, well, if it was the juice, because they've seen the juice, you know, product, the previous product, I might get it. So I can understand where they're coming from. Although I also say, well, when you start taking this pill, you'll start reducing some of those other pills that you can't get. But, you know, you got to get across one bridge to get to the next bridge.
Right. Well, what I found with one of our customers is that he started on the Heart Healthy Pack, both the Siaga and the Progesterol in liquid. And when it came time to switch him over to the capsules, I simply asked him. He didn't really like the liquids at all. He did them painstakingly, not very consistently, but he did like the results he was having. And when I asked him, I simply said, hey, Dave, do you want to continue with the Siaga? It is part of the Heart Healthy Pack, you know, and now we have the Super Siaga. And he said, you know, I didn't really, even though I did it, and I kind of got my routine down, capsules are going to be much easier for my lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
I went, okay. But for other people, they like the liquids. I had the same conversation with a customer yesterday about the Jade Greenzymes capsules versus the powder. And he said, you know, I like the powder, but I think I'm going to switch over to the capsules because my wife doesn't like the powder. She can't stomach it. And I said, you know, that's a good idea. I could switch over to the capsules for Stacy, but it's too entertaining every morning to watch her gag and complain and moan about having to drink it in half juice and half water. And I said, I just keep making her do it that way because I know it's better for her. The gut bacteria, again, going back to the Nikan blog, read about autism. Read about gut bacteria. Read about why our bodies aren't working when we don't have the enzymes in them. And it's just my philosophy that if we can get it in liquid form and get it right into the gut first thing of the day, especially if we're taking it under our tongue, it's just going to be more effective than the capsules. I don't know if that's true or not. I really don't. I'm sure the capsules work just as good, if not better. I don't know. But I like the powder. So it's personal preference. So, Carol, it's an excellent point. Liquid. I if there was a heart cry from consultants and if it panned out financially, and ultimately it's about customer demand. Look at the skin tone tape, the duct tape. That's customer demand. The blue was fantastic. It's a great billboard for Nikan. The black was nice too. But I'll tell you, the skin tone, when I bang up my fingers or bang up my hands and I want to put a Band-Aid on it, that's what I go to because it heals so much faster with a small piece of duct, especially on finger issues. And nobody really notices it. I don't want to be walking around and sitting in a meeting or at church, you know, with this bright blue piece of tape wrapped around a finger. It's kind of obnoxious. You know, and some people love that, but most don't. That's a customer demand thing. So again, with the progesterol and the juice, it's based on customer demand. And if there's a lot of customers that are wanting it, and they're say, you know, hey, you know, Carol, in your course of a month, every time you have another customer, we'll fire off another. It only takes a few seconds. fire off another note to Nikan and say, hey, I've got another customer who wants the liquid back.
Right.
For what it's worth. So, hey, we've gone 10 minutes past what I wanted to do, and I know I'm eating into Dave Johnson's call right now. So, on that note, again, Linda Morris will be with us next Saturday. Thank you all. By the way, thank you for all of your prayers and while we were in Mexico, because, again, if when you look at the pictures of what we were able to do in just 4 days' time, absolutely amazing. And if you've never experienced something, even in your own local community, a work, a building project, Habitat for Humanity, it is such an awesome experience of team effort, together everyone achieving more. I can't challenge you to do it. They've already asked us to come back immediately, not only to bring the trailer back down, but to do some other things that we were able to do that they just never thought about, never even a different perspective. So have a great weekend, everybody. Take advantage of this, and I cannot encourage you more strongly. If you're confused or you don't have 100% clarification on how to place orders, just click the retail button for now. Order everything as a business owner. Pay the retail. You're going to get it back. And it further solidifies that this is a business. It's not a hobby. And it's just cleaner that way. And that way you don't have to worry about, you know, getting qualified. But it will change, and it's going to change soon, and I wish I knew when. But call Diamonds, Royal Diamonds, get 100% clarification, because this is not something you want to set by. And it's already the 7th of the month, right? And we don't want to miss this. We want to continue blasting our way into the future, because I have this gut feeling we're going to see more executives and more silvers advancing in rank. And I never even touched on why or how. It's just because it's more liberating to do it this way. Way more liberating. So have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you again for your comments and your contribution. And we will talk to you next Saturday with Linda Morris, if not before. And next
Saturday. Does anybody have Dave's number for his call?
Of course we do. Hang on 1 second.